Bitcoin has been on a wild ride. You know, Bitcoin, the virtual currency, can't hold it in your hand, although you can send it online. You just can't really spend it in a physical store. The price of buying Bitcoin with other money has tripled this year as buyers rushed in. If you could go back to 2010 and buy $1,000 worth, it would be worth an estimated $20 million right now.
You're making it sound like we should buy this.
Well, maybe you should have. We sent NPR's Kevin Leahy to see how Bitcoin works. Let's see what he says.
Hey, are you downstairs?
I'm in the lobby.
All right, let me come grab you.
So before I bought Bitcoin, I came here to Coin Center, a Washington, D.C. think tank with hipster vibes. Exposed brick walls, cold brew coffee on tap, and a small staff, all funded by investors with a stake in digital currencies. Coin Center's lead researcher and chief enthusiast is Peter Van Valkenburg. He explains Bitcoin as cash for the internet.
People understand cash. Cash is something I keep in my wallet in my pocket, and I can pull it out of my wallet and I can hand it to Niraj here.
Niraj Agrawal, his colleague with us. Van Valkenburg says sending money through banks is way different from cash.
I'm with Bank of America. Niraj is with Wells Fargo. They promise me that they have this much value in deposit for me. And if I want to send to Niraj, I talk to them. They talk to Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo credits Niraj. That's not cash. That's a brittle system that's reliant on a lot of trust in a couple big giant corporations or banks.
As opposed to Bitcoins, he says, which can be sent directly from smartphone to smartphone through a decentralized network. The network lists every transaction on a kind of public digital ledger.
Peter sent to Niraj, Niraj sent to his mom.
Except instead of names, you're identified by strings of letters and numbers, which creates a level of anonymity. But enough of this technical stuff. I need to get rich right now. So with $50 of my boss's money, Peter and I set out to buy some Bitcoin at a falafel shop around the way. Yes, this falafel shop with its 4 a.m. closing time is home to a Bitcoin ATM. It's a one-way ATM. Cash only goes in.
It looks like it's well-maintained.
It's got a big display monitor and one single button. I'm going to push the button that says, buy Bitcoins.
The only button on the screen.
I punch in my phone number and get a text with a verification code.
Now you got to bring up a QR code.
Here. Okay, here goes my cash. There. Two 20s, two 5s. And out comes a receipt. I check the wallet app I downloaded onto my smartphone, and I'm the proud owner of 0.016 Bitcoins. So my $50 got me just a tiny sliver of one Bitcoin. A whole coin would have cost me $3,068, including the fees. Now waiting behind me is a buff guy in a tank top and a ponytail. We'll call him Tony. He asked us not to use his real name. And he's not here for falafel. He's here for Bitcoin.
And I kind of like the anonymity of it, you know, like the fact that it's easier to gamble with on casinos.
He's talking about online gambling.
Dealing with credit cards, they don't like those transactions, obviously, because it comes from like China and stuff. So it's really easy to get money in and out for sports betting and things like that.
Then another guy came in. He put so many $20 bills into the machine one by one, he actually pulled up a chair to do it. It was going to be a while. Back at Coin Center, the think tank, I asked Peter Van Valkenburg if it's wise to shove all in on Bitcoin.
Never, never, never invest more than you're willing to lose, because it could go to nothing.
Me? I've lost some money so far, but I'll hang on to my small piece of Bitcoin and report back. Kevin Leahy, NPR News.